Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Integrity Matters by Eternity. My name is Chooks. Today, we're going to be exploring the impact of AI on teaching, learning, and assessment practices across the educational institutions. And with me discussing this topic today is Eric Wang, who is Senior Director of Artificial Intelligence at Eternity. Hi, Eric.
How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
Likewise. Before we start, let's just do a little bit of introduction. Let's get to know Eric Wang, who is Senior Director for Artificial Intelligence. Can you tell us a bit about your academic and professional background and what excites you about the work you do at Eternity?
Oh, yeah. So my academic background, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and went to undergrad at the Ohio State University. So just down the street from my childhood home. I have my PhD from Duke University. It's an interesting story. I did not go to Duke to get a degree in artificial intelligence. I went to Duke mainly because I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and grad school seemed like a good way of avoiding reality. But I was very lucky to fall into a research lab that was really starting some of the early work in what we call modern artificial intelligence with Dr. Larry Caron. And that accidentally sent me down my professional path, which is where it led me here today. Along the way, I've spent some time working for the United States government in various research labs. Around 2015, I made the decision to go into private industry and specifically into education technology. I joined Chegg, and over time, I rose to the role of principal data scientist for Chegg. In late 2018, the opportunity came to lead the AI team at Turnitin. And that seemed exciting and a little scary, but felt like the right move. So went ahead and took the leap of faith, and it's been an incredible journey in that time. Since joining Turnitin, we've seen an enormous amount of growth for the company. The thing that excites me is the amount of impact that growth has on our customers, our ability to really, I think, meaningfully change the way we teach, the way we assess, the way we grade, and the way we protect integrity is just an incredible opportunity to wake up to every day. And it's something that I look forward to week in and week out. So that's a little bit about myself. Happy to be here.
Great. Really interesting background, and good to hear about your story and your journey so far. Like I said, as we started, we're exploring the impact of AI in teaching, learning, and assessments practices across institutions. We've been navigating one of the most challenging times in terms of a pandemic. What would you say has been the impact of AI on how we've been teaching, we've been learning, and assessing, particularly in the educational institutions?
I think, first of all, COVID has fundamentally forced us to reassess the way technology is used in education. Overnight, the world went from primarily in-person with technology as an assist to primarily remote or distributed, where technology was not an assist, but actually the medium by which work, teaching, and learning actually took place. And that's an important and incredible shift. Obviously, AI plays an important role in technology that facilitates work and learning and teaching in the remote sense. One of the things that we've seen is the rise of AI in terms of improving the workflows. So very simply, you can think of technology such as Google's Google Docs with the auto completion of sentences and writing emails, which I think many of us take advantage of. But along the way, things like auto categorizing drop-down menus or helping you just find things and auto completing search queries, these are all places where AI kind of leans into. And all of us have, because we use so much more digital infrastructure now, I would say the volume of AI consumption has gone up pretty significantly. important conversations have also taken place during this pandemic around the role of AI as it pertains to topics around fairness and bias and equity. These conversations are necessary, and I think they point toward areas of growth and opportunity for the AI field, and especially for AI in education and the way we do remote learning, remote teaching, and remote work.
Great. You've slightly alluded to a response to my next question, which is regards to AI being on the horizon, with everyone talking about artificial intelligence, how it's and you've also talked about the growth we're seeing in that area. Are you able to elaborate more on what you think the future is on assessments and learning and teaching in general when we think about artificial intelligence?
Yeah, that is a big question, and it's a really important question. Turnitin very strongly believes that teaching and learning is a human enterprise, and it's a social enterprise. In general, when you think about AI, they often fall into two camps. AI for automation, so the idea that AI replaces jobs that previously were done by humans, and AI that's assistive and or as an augment to humans. So helping humans do things better, helping us do things that we couldn't do alone. And I think Turnitin as a company, we've always existed as a company that strives to fulfill every single student and every single teacher's true potential. And so where do we see AI playing a role in the future of assessment? We really see it playing a role as an augment and as an assist to teachers. We see it in helping teachers grade more efficiently, grade more fairly, provide better feedback. We see it in potentially being able to provide feedback to students before they make the final submission or write down their final answer. Because ultimately, our goal is for AI to help every single individual see the opportunities in front of them, play the long game, and be able to really optimize the scarce time and resources each of us have in terms of being able to learn the things that are necessary for us to be successful and achieve our dreams. Whenever I think about AI in education, I really, really focus on the idea of helping educators and institutions scale the incredible faculty and the incredible teaching that they do. More and more people are going to need to upskill, reskill, enter new fields, develop new skills and knowledge that they didn't have before. And I think the pace of that is just going to increase. And so the demand on schools and on teachers is going to increase dramatically. And we need AI tools to help teachers be able to scale a lot of these repetitive or administrative tasks such that they can really focus their time and energies helping students, and specifically the students in the ways that they need. And that brings me to the last place. Well, there's many places, but I think one of the most exciting places where AI can help, which is helping educational institutions and teachers optimize the way that they help and they teach by pinpointing specific areas where their expertise can be best applied to help a particular student or a particular subset of students really accelerate and move to the next level in terms of their learning and knowledge.
With regards to a potential partnership between AI and educators in general, where would you say educators around the globe would like to see AI play a role in their assessments, in the teaching and the learning practice? And if you could paint a picture of what that partnership would look like.
I guess I'll paint a picture of what I hope that partnership looks like. I mean, this is a painting that's still being painted and a conversation that's actively being had around the world. And it obviously has huge implications depending on various cultures, the way various countries or regions prefer to teach and prefer to learn. I think that a great partnership is one where each member of that partnership, whether it's AI or human, helps complement the other one. So when you think about a great partnership in that light, what are humans good at? Humans are really, really good at nuanced judgment, gut feeling, and bringing a high degree of contextual awareness into making a decision. Humans are also extremely empathetic. That empathy isn't something that is always carried through in terms of the AI. The AI is operating on statistical efficiency. But what are things that AI can do? Well, AI can operate at scale. So an AI that reads and understands documents can read more documents in the blink of an eye than any single human could in a lifetime. And that AI, if built well, can distill out the parts of the of those documents and provide a high-level summary that's accurate, that's concise, digestible, and intuitive. And that allows then a human who's partnered with that AI to make a really well-reasoned, highly contextual decision, even though that they haven't necessarily read word for word every single one of those documents. Or it might point toward a specific area for which they might dig in and start. You know, if you have a class of 100 students or 200 students, 1,000 students scattered all around the world, and you want to help all of them. But we know students need individual levels of help in order to achieve successful learning outcomes. Well, who might you start with? What cohort might you start with? How might you start? What are things that you would address to the whole group? What are things that you might address in a one-on-one session? These are things that great teachers are able to figure out very quickly. But even for great teachers, it takes a lot of effort. And I think this is a place where AI can start to give us some of those signals. And it helps the teacher then look at those signals and say, I understand what to do. And, you know, coming back to the core of what Turnitin has always done, protecting integrity. Even then, I think AI has the opportunity to help academic integrity officers, teachers, institutional administrators triage potential academic misconduct. So when you look at the famous Turnitin similarity score that, you know, is almost ubiquitous now in education globally, that score may mean something different when you are applying it to a lab report versus applying it to a narrative essay or a piece of creative writing. And help AI, I think, and we already are working on things where the AI can help provide context around integrity reports and integrity scores to help educators make better informed and more well-reasoned decisions. And ultimately, those things come down to helping educators save time, make higher quality decisions that ultimately have a real impact in the way students learn and the learning outcomes that they achieve.
I'm curious about, and thanks for that response, by the way. I'm just more curious about what you feel or you've heard from the grapevine are some concerns with regards to how AI would fit in the educational community. And as an expert, how would you allay those concerns? Would you be positioning AI as assisting, or like you mentioned earlier, or supporting a partnership between AI and the educator, just like you've mentioned? What are your thoughts on some concerns? If you could elaborate on what the concerns you feel you've heard and how you would address those concerns.
Absolutely. I think the concerns around the role of AI, the efficacy of AI, and potential harmful biases or inequitable decisions of AI are very real. And they are very salient topics for us to talk about. And it's especially true because AI is increasingly ubiquitous in our world. So I don't necessarily think I would start by trying to allay fears about AI. I mean, AI is a tool. It's not inherently evil. It's not inherently good. It's a tool that we want to use to uplift all people through the power of education. And so what I would say to educators around the world as they think about AI used in Turnitin products, what I would say to them is we think very, very carefully about the entire user experience. AI is just a component. It's imperfect. And we need to build, and we do build, user experiences and products that recognize those imperfections. We have a team of experts that span the globe building our AI systems. And these experts, we're not just experts in the math or the technical nuts and bolts. These are experts in thinking about AI as they pertain to the impact it has to humans and the end user. So I'll give you a good example. In a situation where AI may make a judgment where we know that given certain, let's say, environmental conditions, it might make a different judgment than if it had optimal environmental conditions, we would always build our system such that it would submit it for human review. So the AI would give guidance, but we're always going to make sure that ultimately it's a well-trained human that's going to make a final judgment. And I think that that starts the conversation of, are we putting the safeguards in place such that if we're getting the values, the value around scale that AI enables, but maintaining the quality around equitability, maintaining the quality around bias and around fairness that is really, really important to our product.
And how would you suggest that institutions should get ready for how AI might transform how we do assessments, especially from design to delivery?
When you think about the word assessment, and I think about it from my personal experience, growing up, assessment was, it's kind of a heavy word. It's a scary word. It's, you don't want to fail because, well, that doesn't feel good. And I think as I've gotten older and really entered the space, I really would like to see the word assessment take on a different meaning for the next generations of learners. Assessment, I hope we can get to a place where it's not a scary word. It's actually a positive word. Changing the idea of assessment as some sort of gatekeeper function to the idea of assessment as a point of self-reflection, as a data point that guides the next set of decisions the learner is going to make, that their teachers are going to make, that the institution is going to make, such that we give them the highest chance of achieving successful learning outcomes. And in order to do that, we have to start to rethink assessment, which is the thing that's really exciting. It's something that Turnitin is really leaning hard into. When you think about assessment, when you really distill it down, it is a data collection. And I think I say this as someone in the data and AI world, but it's a way of collecting a authentic piece of data that reflects the degree of knowledge mastery or skills attainment that someone has in a given moment. And we want to do that as accurately as possible, because that accurate measurement, when done over and over across a large array of topics and subjects over a long period of time, you really start to measure how you're growing. You really start to see where gaps in your knowledge arise, opportunities for growth, and areas of natural strength. All of those things don't necessarily arise as clearly when your data just comes from two midterms and a final exam. But that data starts to arise really clearly when you start to think about assessment as every time you interact with a question and you're forced to think critically and to come up with an answer to respond, even if it's self-reflection, even if you know it's not graded, because ultimately these need to be self-enriching experiences. And you know, what's really interesting about that is I think institutions need to start recognizing that the value of this data is, you know, it vastly outweighs the value of high stakes midterms and finals. Not saying they're not important, but the predictive power of learning in a low stakes environment, the volume of data you can collect and the authenticity of that data, as long as you can safeguard integrity and the process by which the learning is done, I think you really have the opportunity to rethink the word assessment. And that rich data, I think that's where you start seeing the ability for teachers and students to have conversations that we all wish would happen very often. But increasingly, given how busy teachers are, given how many students there are and the needs of students, increasingly these conversations are harder and harder to have. And so I think being able to start to facilitate those conversations in new ways, leveraging AI and leveraging technology, that gets really, really interesting. So I think it's really important for university, for institutions in general, to start rethinking how we position data, and rethinking the idea of data that can be obtained from assessments.
That's a really interesting insight. I think most institutions are looking into doing that. The question is, what are we looking out for when we're looking at the data from assessments? So I think that's still a body of work that needs to be done. My final question would be, just to get your thoughts and insights on the topic at hand and what you'd like to share with the academic community, just to wrap up.
I think that what I would really share is that my view on AI in education is incredibly hopeful. It's easy to find examples where AI, where an over-reliance on AI or an over-reliance on data has led to bad outcomes. And I think the important thing is to take stock of that and say that, and recognize that AI is, like I said, it's a tool. It is a piece of technology that has to be applied with care. It has to be applied with great understanding of the use cases and the context in which it's going to live, as well as the limitations and the capabilities of the technology itself. Not all AI is the same. And the potential for it to have enormous positive impact is unlike anything that we've experienced in our lifetime. But the potential for it to go incredibly awry is also very large. So I think it's really important to continue to ask critical questions of companies like Turnitin. Are you doing the right thing? What are the decisions you're putting? What are the decisions and the factors that you're considering as you're thinking about applying AI into products? And really examining the care by which they're putting into product design and AI design. There's plenty of outfits that leverage AI hype train, you know, to say, well, we have AI in our product, therefore it's better. And a product with AI is not necessarily better, but a product with AI has the potential to do things that a product that does not have AI can do. So I think it's about embracing that potential and holding companies and holding service providers that build AI powered products to the highest possible standard, making sure that they hold themselves to that standard. And I'm really proud to work for a company that continues to hold itself to that incredibly high standard. Just really excited for what's to come.
A big, big thank you to Eric Wang, Senior Director, Artificial Intelligence at Turnitin, for your big insights on the impact of AI on learning, teaching, and assessment practices in the education institution. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Chucks.